Welcome to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute, divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Welcome to The Good Life, encouraging you with inspirational stories to share with family and friends, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. Join us today as we reach back into the vault in this interview with Terry Looper. How does God transform an engineer into the founder and CEO, recognized as Ernst & Young's Regional Entrepreneur of the Year in 2012, whose company, Texon LP, was number one in Houston's revenue for private companies in 2011. This is the story of Terry Looper. Terry is the founder of this 29-year-old Houston energy company. And I pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is that the transformation of what God has done in his life is, in principle, something that God can do in your life because of his love for you, dear friend. That God loves you so much, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of Terry, well, we believe he'll touch your heart as well. And the question is, dear friend, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? And that's our prayer today. That's our hope. Terry Looper is married to Doris. They have two married daughters with five children. Terry, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. I look forward to visiting with you.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I currently live in Houston, and I grew up about an hour south of here, and then moved around with a large petrochemical company, and eventually, 30 years later, moved to Houston. So that's kind of, and I've been in Houston for the last 40 years or so. Mm.
Terry, who influenced you most in your growing up years? Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, I would say probably my parents. I had one baseball coach when I was in Little League that I would say he impacted me a lot and taught me a lot. But I would say probably my parents, just because that's a pretty typical answer, I guess.
In what way?
Well, they weren't really Christians, so obviously we'll get to that subject in a little bit. But they had high values. They taught me high standards and to work hard and to try to achieve things and to honor your fellow neighbor. So that's always good things to be taught.
Terry, do you have siblings?
I have two older siblings. They're both alive. They both become Christian as adults. I would venture to say none of us were as a child.
How about your parents? Did they come to know Christ?
You know, I witnessed to both of them later in life when they were much older and walked them through the laws of the gospel, and so I hope so, and I think so.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair answer.
How did you, Terry, become a Christian?
Well, I started going to church on a regular basis with my wife and children, and became a deacon, and then I actually even started tithing 10% of my income, and but 6 months into tithing, I had a major burnout, which it was because I was a people pleaser and I was catching my false god money with selling a company I helped start. And I didn't know it at the time and didn't figure it out till a year later that I was born again when I crashed and burned and got on my knees and asked the Lord to take over control of my life because I had made such a mess of it. And like I said, I didn't know it for a year later. I did a lot of therapy during that year and trying to figure out, because all my identity was wrapped up in my work. And I was trying to, like I said, catch my false god money, which I didn't even know. And I figured out that really I believed in Jesus and God, but I wanted them really to be my Santa Claus. I kind of wanted to be Lord and ask them to do things on my behalf rather than let them be Lord. So I kind of had it backwards, though I believed in them.
Hmm. So you sold, this burnout come after you sold that first company?
Right at the peak, right at the pinnacle of closing. But again, because I was catching my false god, and you're not supposed to catch your false god. And I had worked too hard. I had at the expense of my family.
So at the peak, a personal crash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what were the circumstances that allowed you, or how did God work in you in the healing process to begin to envision starting the energy company that you have now, Texon LP?
Well, it was about 4 years from the time I crashed before I started Texon. And I spent a lot of time with him, tried to work through the process. And we eventually, which he taught me a process of, I'll talk about maybe this a little later. That I'm just finishing up my first manuscript / book to be published in about a year. But what happened during that time frame was I was afraid to start a company because I would work too hard again and at the expense of my family. And now that I wanted a true relationship with my wife, my daughters, and now that I had a true relationship with Jesus, I was afraid of starting my own business with my own money because I was afraid I might either burn out or hurt my relationships. And over a course of time of prayer and reflection and looking at circumstances, he and I agreed to do something that was pretty radical, pretty stupid from a common sense standpoint, but I decided to start Texon on 40 hours a week, maximum amount of hours, and have no sales goals. So I wouldn't be confused on who was causing Texon to be successful. I felt like if I kept that 40 hours and no sales goals, then I could still have plenty of emotional energy when I went home to be a good father and a good husband and hopefully obedient follower of Christ.
Are those values that you still hold today?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've been blessed now, 29 years later. I spend less than 40 hours because I got such a good team and I spend a lot of my time in ministry and around giving.
Terry, we're going to want to for sure hear more about that, but where was Doris in a relationship with Christ when you crashed, if I may ask?
She was way further down the line than me in a positive way.
Okay.
She had been very, very dedicated to family. She was in Bible studies. She genuinely had a faith. I will say, once I became a Christian, as the man of the household, her faith grew enormously.
Wonderful.
And, because we did it somewhat in tandem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So 40 hours a week, no sales goals. As you mentioned earlier, it may sound like foolishness to an entrepreneur, to a business leader today. How would you describe the intuition that God gave you to do that and the impact that it's had in terms of what people would consider a grand success?
I actually listened to a tape by a gentleman of Why Do I Go to Work a good half dozen times during that era, and of just helping me understand what I wasn't in control of and what the Lord wanted to do in our lives and have us allow him to work through us. And I don't know, Danny, but just I was unwilling to I just was scared to death to start Texon, that I either would honor him and the family and not be successful, or I would become successful and not honor the Lord and my family. And I just had been through such a crash, I was unwilling. I just flat was unwilling to do one or the other, to take that risk.
You're listening to Terry Looper. Terry is the founder and CEO of Texon LP. Now, if you're maybe just tuned in right now, you've just caught this last segment, you've got to understand the context of what Terry is saying. He sold a company previously, early on in his career at the peak, but there was a personal crash, an implosion within himself, and it instilled in him certain sensitivities that he did not have earlier on, and to the point where even in his relationship with God, his whole value system changed. Well, when we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Terry Looper, headquarters in Houston, Texas. Texon LP does business across the continental United States, has begun introducing butane blending. Well, we'll hear a little bit more about that. Butane blending expertise into the international marketplace. When we come back, more from Terry Looper in just a moment. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the bare...
James 3:13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. Join us today as we reach back into the vault in this interview with Terry Looper.
Terry Looper is our guest today. He's the founder and CEO of Texon LP. And before our break, he explained that to us, but it was his relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ that has changed his values to the point where the success that he experiences today is attributed solely to God. Texon LP, texonlp.com, that's where you can find out more about the company. And if you're tuning in right now, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. So Terry, your values changed. it's like you have this encounter with God 40 hours a week and no sales goals. Like we were talking before, how do you have a company growing without any sales goals?
You know, it's pretty interesting that all happened. You know, like you said earlier, we became number one in Houston in sales in about 2010 at $6 billion in revenue, and we had no sales goals. We also have, you know, never been sued by anybody that we know. We've had some people sue us just because I guess that's what people do, but we've just been blessed, and we've never sued anybody either, for that matter. But I just continued to. I think what happens when you have a sales goal towards the end of the year, say it's an annual goal, at the end of the year you start pressing, and you quit listening as much, and you quit honoring the customers much. And nothing really good comes out of that other than you may get a deal closed, but not near as well as if you would have waited till January or February and honored the customer more, and therefore you would have honored your employer more. And I also think within 2 years, if not sooner, you can tell whether a salesperson is right for your culture and can do well at sales, whether he's got a sales goal or not. I mean, you know, we got the economy, especially in the commodity business like oil and gas, the price goes up, the price goes down, and so sometimes we sell way more than we expected, and sometimes we sell way less than we expected. And I just have been at peace with that philosophy for these 29 years.
Terry, it sounds to me like you're describing running a very large company by faith.
Would you? I sure try. I mean, I sure feel blessed, and our value system is five values, and they're in priority, and they're in order, and the first one is integrity. So, you know, that kind of sets the stage right, that whenever a problem comes up or an opportunity, money is our fifth priority and our last priority. And I feel like if you honor customers, employees, the vendors, and your employer, then things will just work out well.
I'm looking here at Suzanne, Terry, and I'm thinking, doesn't the scripture say somewhere, he who honors me, I will honor? And I'm hearing that in your voice. Well, I'm hearing that in the story of your company.
Well, it would take quite a while for me to tell you all the blessings of Texon and the unique situations. And back in 1998, I started giving half my income away, personal income away each year. So this is the 20th year for my wife and me to be doing that, where I can still operate a company with no debt, no asset debt, and still give away half my income. I mean, it's just kind of a fairy tale, honestly. I'm not that gifted, I can promise you that.
We serve a faithful God.
Yes, we do.
Well, you did mention pressing at the end of the year, and many do it. But I want to press in a different way. Since we're here, if we can just go a little bit deeper, because someone listening might be thinking that this is a fairy tale, but that it doesn't apply to me. It doesn't apply to my small business. It doesn't apply to the way I operate. And I want to press in on that, Terry. This is a gift having you with us today. What would you say to someone who admires you, thinks it's something formidable even, but doesn't think it's for them? because it's too amazing. How do we bring it down?
Well, it's a really good point, Danny, and I'll say this. For 30 years ago, and I kind of alluded to it earlier in our visit, that God taught me a way to discern His will that is physically tangible, and it's transferable, I believe, to a normal Christian like me, average Christian like me. And I have used this process to discern His will on essentially every major business decision in 29 years, 30 plus years of how to start Texon, and in all of my major life decisions. And so I believe that strongly that Jesus, Lord, sees the future, and I can't. I believe that He knows best, and I just think I do. And I believe He loves me and everybody that's listening, including our families and our employees, more than I can possibly love. So with that, I'm going, golly, if I can discern His will on business decisions, then I'm really kind of stupid not to. I mean, well, I don't mean to say anybody's stupid. I just mean I'm kind of, my faith has directed me to take those risks, and they are at times significant risk in the eyes of human nature. That's when He first taught me to do this 40 hours and no sales goal. I mean, that I wouldn't recommend that to my enemy. And yet that's what He and I worked out, because I discerned His will, and I jumped off the cliff. And that was probably the biggest risk I took, really, to start a company with my own money and my own pride and ego on the line, and never had started my own company before. And so he just taught me a process that's what I said earlier, that finally after 25 years, I felt called to write a book, manuscript, whatever, and it's going to be published in a year from now. And to try to hopefully share with people that they can actually get a tangible solution, answer from the Lord, rather than just pray and feel like they never get an answer. And so we'll see. I mean, it'll be what it'll be, but I sure have felt blessed. And I've tried to teach it to my close friends. I'm not a minister, so I don't go around, you know, this may be my first radio interview ever. I don't even have to think about it if I've ever had one before.
We thank you.
Terry, do you have a title for the book?
Well, the publisher is just going to start editing, and but at this stage, it's called Godspeed, and the subtitle is Reaching That Sacred Pace Where God's Will Is Revealed.
Mm. You know,
so we'll see. They may change it to who knows what.
Something else may emerge in terms of the spirit of the book, but I'm hearing and I'm sensing, Terry, that as we press in even more right now, I'm observing that your pressing in moment was that breaking point. And see, it's juxtaposed. I think that it goes side by side with what the world is telling you. See, somebody might read your book and say, okay, Terry, what's the program? What's the model? What's the template that you did? And what you're saying is, and please tell me if I'm missing this, but what I hear you saying is, hear from God. Press into God. And let God give you, it might not be a 40-hour a week, no sales goals, but that's what God gave to me, Terry Looper. Terry, that's what I hear you saying. Hear from God.
Right.
Am I resonating?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
The reason I was called is the average Christian, and I'm not trying to be presumptuous, but this seems so often to feel like they didn't hear a specific answer from the Lord to do, I think they want to do the Lord. I'm sure they want to do the Lord's work and the Lord's will, but I feel so often they don't get a sense of it. And so I felt kind of called, I did feel called to maybe try to help.
Mm. Well, this book that the Lord is inspiring Terry to write, I believe it's something that, of course, it's going to make a difference because it's driving you back, pointing you to the Lord God himself.
Yeah.
The master, the creator, the ultimate entrepreneur and innovator and sustainer and provider. If we would just hear from God. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Terry. Hey, it's in these moments, some planned, some unplanned. And, you know, sometimes it's the unplanned things that the Lord has for us in surprise fashion that illuminate our hearts. Perhaps even now, today, this moment, an idea that the Lord whispers to you, hearing his voice. Ah, that's the voice we want and need to hear. Terry Looper will share more about that and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. A police officer found a girl crying on the sidewalk one day. "What's wrong?" he asked. "I'm lost," she said. "Do you have your parents' phone number?" he asked. "No," she said. "What about your address?" "No," she began to sob. Suddenly, she stopped and her eyes brightened. "What happened?" the officer asked. "I remember," she said. "There's a church near my house, and at the top of the church, there's a cross. Take me to the cross. Take me to the cross, because when I see the cross, I'll be able to find my way home." My friend, if you feel like you've lost your way, turn to the cross of Jesus Christ, who died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Will you turn to Jesus? Open your heart to him and find your way home to God.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. Join us today as we reach back into the vault in this interview with Terry Looper.
There is a common misconception that one cannot be successful by keeping life and business simple. At Texon, we believe, Terry says, keeping it simple is the best path to our continued success. Well, Terry Looper has given us something very simple to chew on, hear from God. You're listening to the Good Life radio program. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer. Find out more about Texon LP at texonlp.com. Terry, I mentioned this word. It might sound a bit cryptic to the lay ears, but what is butane blending, and what does introducing butane blending expertise into the international marketplace involve?
Well, that's a good question. That may take a while to explain, but basically we have a patent to blend butane into gasoline. It's generally cleaner than the gasoline it's being put into. It's got a little higher octane, and it's cheaper than gasoline of all things. But you can only put a little bit in, I mean a few percent. And so we've developed a process to do that, although refineries have been doing it for decades and decades. We've got a little process to do it out at terminals and pipelines around the U.S. And so we are trying to go into Canada. We're close to doing a first deal in Canada and trying to go to Europe. We're not close to doing a deal there yet. But anyway, we're just, you know, small private company trying to keep innovating and we've got several patents with several products, and we buy various energy hydrocarbons and resell them. And sometimes we blend them, and sometimes we don't.
You've served on numerous boards throughout your years in business. What are you most passionate about in this season of your life?
The Lord seems to have helped me see that I just love to liberate souls in the name of Jesus. I love to be generous in my giving in the ministries, and I love to mentor men and occasionally women, but mainly men and disciple men weekly.
Terry, can you take us a little deeper with that? How do you do that, especially in the business community?
Well, in all honesty, having a private company and being the leader is a lot easier than working sometimes for a public company and or not being the leader, just in all frankness, because my CEO is Jesus, and so I get to decide how much time mm-hmm. I consider myself the COO, so I get to, you know, I get to decide how much time I spend at Texon. But to do that, I have to sure hire really good people around me and pay them well and honor them. Our mission is to be the best service provider in the industry, but you can't be the best service provider if we're not the best service employer, because then they don't have the energy or the attitude to give to our customers and help our, help them. So I got a little bit of running head start than maybe the average person to spend as much time as I do. I probably mentored, I don't know, 20 men, 20 plus men, and then I discipled 2 men a week, one-on-one.
Can you help us know the difference between discipling and mentoring?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't know if I'll do a good job of answering it, but I'll try. Mentoring is just various people I may know, may not know, that show up for an hour and want to ask me for advice around finances, spirituality, or about their emotional state, or just life. And they may come to see me again, they may not. And they may take my advice, and they may not. And discipling is where I meet with try to meet once a week, and it takes, and yet we both travel occasionally and can't meet, but it takes 2 years or so of meeting, trying to meet every week for an hour and a half, where we'll have a curriculum or the Bible, and we'll just talk about life, and we'll talk about growing in the faith and dealing with life issues and spiritual issues and emotional issues and all kind of, but it's a continuum until we've gone through the booklets that we use, and then at the end of that, the goal is that they have matured in their faith. Of course, I hope I have too, doing that every week, and hopefully they will then go on to disciple and pour into another man, whether he's a Christian or not a Christian. Doesn't really matter to me. We all need to grow and become either a Christian or a better Christian.
Thank you. Excellent.
You had mentioned about your value of family, time with family, and that convergence moment over 29 years ago. Terry, how important is family life in the broader context of business ownership and leadership?
Well, unfortunately, Danny, as you know, it's very, very important. Your kids don't pay attention to what you say; they pay attention to what you do, and you got to spend, you know, time with them, and you got to invest in your wife or your husband, whatever the case may be, significant other. It's you. It's really, really important and to the Lord and to the spiritual and emotional maturity of the family. It's just really important.
Now, you talked about cultivating your spiritual life. How has the Lord helped you? You talked about it earlier, but were there moments even in business where your values of the 40 hours a week, no sales goals, where that was challenged over the course of the near three decades, where you were tempted even to, I need to put in more hours this week, you know? I mean, did you ever encounter that?
Yes, I did. Let me first say, I think pain's the only reason I ever grow spiritually, and patience is one of God's great tools that He uses to string things out in time to make us grow also. So back in 2004, I used to have the fear of burning out, and the company went through a real downturn, and then my fear of not succeeding trumped my fear of burnout, and I started working and lost my peace and lost my joy, more or less, and for about 2 years, I speeded up, and my sin started glaring louder, but I kept pushing until one day, May of 2006, I said, my goodness, look what I've done and look what I've created all over again. And, my good mentor, spiritual mentor, says never believe you've ever mastered a sin, or that's the beginning of your demise somewhat. And so I had speeded up. I had considered quit giving half my income away. I started having a lot of my sin kind of either reappear or rear their head, ugly head up. And then fortunately, I came out of that stupor, if you will, and actually grew a lot through that pain. There was a lot of pain through that 2 years, and I really grew a lot. For example, I thought I was this great servant leader. And after I came out of that 2 year window, I found out I had been a pretty pitiful servant leader, really. And then try to start growing better to be more honoring of employees and customers and the Lord.
In a process of coming back, in a process of being refashioned again, even through the process. And I think it's encouraging, Terry, for someone who may have been brought back on path. These paths that we speak about, I'm speaking of them in general terms because it applies differently to different people in a customized way that God does in our lives.
Right.
But someone may go off the rails. Someone listening right now may have gone off the rails, and they may be in that interim point, and they're thinking, it all sounded good, it was looking good, but applying a little pressure to my life, I started to leak out in other ways. But hearing you, what I'm hearing you say is that one can come back and be restored even in the time of seeming failure or difficulty.
Yeah, amen. And matter of fact, I used to feel bad or guilty, and my spiritual mentor said, Terry, don't assume the Lord didn't allow all that to happen so you would become more whole and heap a lot, let allow you to heap a lot of pain on yourself so you would decide to be a better follower of Christ, and you would be a better servant leader, and you would be a better person. So don't assume that you went and did that all by yourself, because God loves you so much that pain is a very effective tool of His. So I went, well, maybe so. Probably so, actually.
Well, that's one of the beauties of the times that we share with our very special guest, like we have today, Terry Looper from Houston, Texas. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Terry in our final segment. There's nothing quite like talking heart to heart, and you have to wonder if you're ever getting heart to heart until some points of transparency take place. And in transparency, there are moments of vulnerability. And in vulnerability, the connection. Because I have pain, you have pain? We connect in our pain. We connect in our failure and our brokenness. And in all of that, our Lord Jesus is there. He's here. And stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky.
Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a program that was born out of prayer. The Spirit of Christ guides us through prayer, empowers us through prayer, and provides for us through prayer. There are mighty things that the Lord is doing in the Northeast, across the United States, and around the world. Would you like to be a part of God's work through The Good Life with Dr. Danny? Visit drdanny.live. Dr. Danny invites you to join his prayer team. Each month, you will receive a letter updating you on some of the behind-the-scenes developments, prayer requests, along with a devotional that Dr. Danny writes to encourage you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Join the prayer team today and make an eternal difference in people's lives. Visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live.
James 3:13 says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A Electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. Join us today as we reach back into the vault in this interview with Terry Looper.
Terry is the CEO and founder of Texon LP. Of course, he will say he's the COO because Jesus is his CEO. You can find out more about Terry at texonlp.com. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, and we're grateful to share in this time with you. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for opening your heart to what the Lord has to say. And I want to encourage you that whatever you're facing right now, the Lord understands, the Lord knows. But as your heart opens, He will deposit something that we're praying will be distilled in your heart as Terry Looper shares heart to heart with us, with you. Terry, as you go through your ministry and life, and it seems quite clear that this season of life, there's been tremendous growth, there's been consistency in following the plan that God has given you with the company. How has He spoken to you? We talked about hearing the voice of God. How has He spoken to you through the Word, through the years?
Well, let me, if you don't mind, say one more thing about discerning His will. I, just for the listeners, that George Mueller, the great missionary, says the biggest 90% of the problem of discerning the Lord's will is deciding you want His will more than your own. And once you finally do that, which sometimes takes me quite a while because of my sin, then he can, it's much easier for him to reveal his will once you get your preference out of the way, like Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus asked the Lord if he didn't have to go on the cross for the sins of the world, but Jesus also said, but I want your will more than mine. And so it's okay to have a preference, but you got to eventually get in your soul and in your heart that to let the Lord's preference trump yours. And so then you're 90% home along with your prayer and looking at circumstances and looking in the Bible to see that anything you're finally deciding on isn't against Scripture. So back to your question, Danny, I try to read the Word every morning. I also read the devotional every morning, and that's based on some scripture. And I essentially do that every morning. It's just been one of my habits that He's blessed me with that comes real easily. Some people can work out every day, and that doesn't come easily for me, though I do work out, but it's not near as easy for me is sitting and reading scripture and devotional and prayer time. I'm not trying to act holier than thou. He just was blessed me with that. I don't even know why I enjoy that so much other than what He's blessed me with. And I'm in a Bible study and I, you know, go to church and try to in worship but I do enjoy His Word. He's always got great things to say in Scripture, and I just find it completely true. Got several favorite verses, I don't know if I've answered exactly your question, Danny.
What would you say, Terry, to someone this moment? Is going through a real challenging time. They feel overwhelmed. They feel afraid and afraid because things are going out of control to them. What would you say to someone who's fearful right now and extremely anxious and uncertain? A word of hope.
Obviously, if the person isn't a Christian, to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior is the major step of all steps. Though I've been fearful as a Christian, but I just make that as a preface. And Danny, you said it well at the beginning of your show. And then if you are a Christian and fearful, like I've been before, he loves you more than you can ever imagine. And often people have never really felt his love, been overwhelmed by his love, maybe because of their childhood situation or whatever. And I've been blessed, and several of my friends have been blessed as Christians to be overwhelmed by his love and his presence. And that is such a blessing to witness that. And in Psalm 37:4, he says, "Delight in the Lord, and I'll give you the desires of your heart." Here, the Creator of the universe is willing to say, if you just delight in Him, meaning you just want to do His will, He'll give you the desires of your heart. That just blows me away. He loves us that much. He has amazing answers, and as I've tried to discern his will, and some of those answers have been fearful for me, but because they've been clear from him, then I've jumped off the cliff to honor him as I discerned best I could what his will was.
Suzanne, I'm listening to Terry, and I think this is a man who has gone to the high highs and the low lows.
Yeah.
And in that low, there's this desperateness for God, a desperateness to serve God and love God and to obey God, and I can't help but to think that there is a delight in the heart of the Lord when one, as Terry, as you've said, you know, you're stepping off. I mean, you're leaving it all in God's hands, and I think that's a challenge for each of us today, dear one, as you and I, and of course, Suzanne, we listen to Terry. The Lord compels us to really look deep and see where is our faith, where is our commitment, and instead of going further from Him, deeper into Him and drawing closer to Him. Terry, we've got a couple minutes left. Would you be willing to pray for someone right now who's in that tough moment?
Heavenly Father, we feel blessed to even be able to communicate with you, that you love us so much that you answer all our prayers. You see a lot of hurt and a lot of pain throughout the world, and at times in each and every individual that's listening here. So we ask you to come particularly today to the ones listening that have got major pain or major fear, and give them your peace. Give them your blessings. Help them to grow in their faith. Help them to take that fear and transfer it into hope and peace and love in seeking your will and seeking all of your love, because you are the perfect God. You love us more than we can ever know. Be with them. Give them comfort and give them answers that they really believe are from you and are great answers to go forward with. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Terry, one of my favorite scriptures is Jeremiah 29:11-13. Of course, the Lord says He knows the plans He has for us. It's for good, not for evil, a future and a hope. But 13 says that we will find Him when we seek Him with our whole heart. And that's what I have heard from you today, that God has caused you to have the desire to seek Him with your whole heart. And because of that, He delights in blessing you. And I want our listeners to be sure and know God delights in blessing us. And
yes,
you have been a blessing to us today. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Indeed. Terry, thank you so much for your time, your heart, your sharing. We're so grateful for you.
Well, it's my blessing and my pleasure. Thank you all for doing this, and thank you for trying to make a difference in the world, as I know you already are and will continue. Blessings to you also.
Wise words from Terry Looper, TexonLP.com. God's timing, my friend, is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this may be that perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to drdanny.live for more resources, to join our prayer team, or partner with us financially. Again, drdanny.live, and I thank you in advance. Colossians 1:11, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Terry Looper, TexonLP.com. Until next time, along with my producer, David Nasora, creative director, Brian Torres, web designer, Shayna Kusumoto, and guest coordinator, Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you as you share the love of Jesus with someone today.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of The Good Life with Dr. Danny. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you and that you may find hope in hearing how God's Word affects people from all walks of life. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a listener-supported program, and we'd like for you to prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor or donor. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 6 p.m. to hear The Good Life with Dr. Danny. Until next time, may God richly bless you with The Good Life.